at least 8 killed after car explodes near Delhi's Red Fort. U.S. Senate to debate deal to end longest shutdown after overnight breakthrough. Syria to join U.S.-led coalition to defeat IS group after Trump meeting. Former French President Sarkozy released from prison after 3 weeks. Canada loses its measles-free status, with U.S. on track to follow Gaddafi's youngest son released after 10 years in Lebanese detention. Malian TikToker killed by suspected jihadists after pro-army posts Nord Stream suspect accuses Italy of pressure to confess. Dozens of inmates found hanged in Ecuador prison. A jailed hacking kingpin reveals all about the gang that left a trail of destruction. Iran faces unprecedented drought as water crisis hits Tehran. Israel receives body of soldier killed in 2014 in Gaza. Daughter of ex-South African President Jacob Zuma Denise. Terrorism charges UK to help protect Belgium after suspected Russian drone incursions. Watch BBC on Luzon Island as super typhoon hits Philippines. Mystery Fedora Man. At Louvre heist scene revealed as teenage detective fan. Protesters forced delay to opening of Nigeria's new art museum. 3 dead and 15 injured in Tenerife tidal surge. 7 dead after migrant boat sinks near Thai-Malaysian border. Uganda president admits Kenyan activists were arrested and held in the fridge. Syria's Cher arrives in U.S. for Trump talks after sanctions lifted. The ex-president's daughter who faced stare-related charges. U.S. cleaning woman shot dead after arriving at wrong home. More than 1,400 flights canceled as air traffic cut center second day. U.S. authorities ground cargo plane model after Kentucky air disaster. 6 dead as Russia hits energy and residential sites in Ukraine. Israel says body of Leah Rude has been returned from Gaza ahead of the G20. Is Johannesburg city center in ruins? Harshita was murdered a year ago, so why has her killer not been caught? Family, I ask. Back from the brink, UK red kites aid Spanish cousins. Trove of records reveals Kenya's forgotten World War soldiers. Ukrainians would like to watch comedies, but for now their culture is defined by war. What Hungary's Orban did and didn't get from Trump. The president blamed for shattering Tanzania's aura of stability. The battle over Gaza's future, why no one can agree on the rebuild. How a Brazilian woman became the face of the India vote fraud. Roe, our job is only killing. How Sudan's brutal militia carried out a massacre. Viktor Orban's dilemma, Russian oil or Trump's favor. Buoyed by election wins, Democrats still face tough choices to regain power. Roz Atkins on the BBC resignations. Verified videos show aftermath of explosion in Delhi. Philippines typhoon aftermath. Water levels are rising fast. BBC on Luzon Island as super typhoon hits Philippines. Watch, drone footage shows town destroyed by deadly Brazil tornado. Skechers outlet, dozens of models in all sizes at bargain prices on 11/11. China ready to resume exchanges and cooperate with Canada. Foreign minister says gold prices jumped to near 3-week high amid U.S. shutdown progress. Explainer, what is climate finance and why does it matter? Oil slips on oversupply worries, sanctions risk in focus. China devises plan to keep U.S. military from getting its rare earth magnets, WSJ reports. Oil prices edge lower as dollar steadies. Oversupply jitters persist. Japan's rice prices on rise again in test for new prime minister. Oil settles higher as tight fuel markets offset crude supply concerns. Qatar Energy signs 20-year urea supply deal with Japan's Mitsui. Trump maintains request for Supreme Court to halt judge's food aid funding order. Japan stocks higher at close of trade, Nikkei 225 up 0.13%. SoftBank Group Q2 profit blows past expectations, sells Nvidia stake for $5.8 billion. Elliott takes Toyota Industries stake to almost 5%, Bloomberg News reports. SoftBank Group posts $16.6 billion Q2 profit on OpenAI gains.